Trump 2020 Campaign Video Stresses Commitment to Right to Life. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 23, 2020. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign will introduce a new pro-life coalition on Friday that seeks to energize pro-life voters in advance of the 2020 presidential election. Fox News reported Thursday evening that Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, will lead pro-life voices for Trump. The pro-life launch comes as Trump energized thousands of Americans who arrived in Washington, D.C. this week to celebrate the 47th annual March for Life by announcing he would speak himself at the rally. When he does that, Trump will become the first U.S. president in history to speak, in person, at the March for Life event. The Trump campaign video for the March for Life emphasizes his efforts to enact a pro-life agenda in his administration. "We will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life," Trump says in the campaign video. Dannenfelser served in the same role during the 2016 campaign after securing four essential pro-life promises from Trump. From appointing pro-life judges to defunding Planned Parenthood, President Trump's track record demonstrates he's the most pro-life president in history, Dannenfelser told Fox News. The president also proclaimed January 22 to be National Sanctity of Human Life Day. January 22 is the anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade, when the court created a right to abortion, though none existed in the Constitution. In his proclamation, Trump urged Congress to join him in protecting and defending the dignity of every human life, including those not yet born. "I call on the American people to continue to care for women in unexpected pregnancies and to support adoption and foster care in a more meaningful way, so every child can have a loving home," he said. Additionally, Trump said his administration is also building an international coalition to dispel the concept of abortion as a fundamental human right. So far, 24 nations representing more than a billion people have joined this important cause, the president continued. "We oppose any projects that attempt to assert a global right to taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, up to the moment of delivery. And we will never tire of defending innocent life, at home or abroad."